Parshas Goy. Vayim Hashem Moshe Aaron Beretz Yitzchayim Leima, HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem Moshe Chadoshim, Rishon Hu Lachem Chodesh Hashana. So, you have the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh here, and that's the first mitzvah he told him as a tzibur. The Rashi says, in the first Rashi says that the Torah should have started HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem, which is one of the things that's hard to understand. I mean, it's a mitzvah amongst the mitzvahs. It's true, it's the first mitzvah. But Kechol Eifin, A, there were some mitzvahs before. And secondly, Kechol Eifin, the Torah, mitzvah, the Seder, the logical Seder, and the Seder of going from the beginning to the end, which is the Seder Zachachma, should start with Gracious and go weiter. I mean, there shouldn't be anything before Gracious. Obviously Pshat and Rashi is not that we should left out. The Ramban is in all the Inyanim of Torah, are in Yarim Vamuna and so on, so Gracious and Shmois, which are so important, Mitzad Emuna and Ashkocha, Rashi didn't mean to leave it out. But he should have started from HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem. The question is, logically, forgetting about chronologically, but logically, there's no reason why that should come first. The Seichos, he started with the Gracious, with the beginning. The Zoya asked the same Shaila as Rashi, and he asked it with another Knech. He says, the Torah should have started HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem because it's Sherusa de Sihara. It's the beginning of the Levana. Whatever it means, in other words, it's Kilu the parasha that talks about Levana, or we should have started with Levana. But it's Modna, I mean, it's very nice. Levana is one of the Nivroim. It's not as Chashav the Chamat. I don't know how to evaluate it, Klapi the Rakia, Klapi the Oyer. I mean, the Zoya's reason is much more puzzling. Melech in Rashi, you can learn the reason is also mitzvah, the first mitzvah, whatever. But the Zoya says the reason is Mikoyach, since it's talking about the beginning of Cham of Levana, that's why Shirusa the Seara, it's the beginning of Inyani Levana. So what? So why is that a reason to start from the beginning? Next, Rashi says that it was Moshe was Niskasha. Hazeh, Niskasha Moshe al Moil al Levana, the Eze Shir Tira, the Tira Ruel Kaddish, the Heraloi be Etzba as a Levana Berkia belonging to Zerah the Kaddish. The whole Melitza here, the hardship of Moshe to understand the Kiddush HaChodesh, and it says HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Maraloi be'etzba. What is the Indian of this? Why was he Niskasha this over the other mitzvahs? Mela, the Chveis de Menera, that says Niskasha, it was hard, there was a lot of decorations, it was hard to figure out exactly what it was, but with Levana is Levana. I mean, even the Shir, the Kazerei v'Kadesh, you also find another place, the word Zeh always goes with the Etzba. It says Zeh Kelev Anveya was that was Mara be'etzba, and here also the Zez always goes together with Mara be'etzba. I like to understand the Indian of this Niskasha and the Mara be'etzba. The Indian of Kiddush HaChodesh has another name in Chazal. In other words, the Indian of figuring out the Tkufis and so on is called Soida Ibur in Chazal. And the Soida Ibur is understood in Chazal as the Gemara in Ksuba says, Bishpatias and Benoisya Shalayim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mashpia Klal Yisrael, three Shavuos in the Galus. One of them was Shalei Tegalu Es HaSoid, that you should not be Megala the Soid, to the Umas Oilam. So there's two Shittas in Rashi, what the Soid is, either Soid HaIbur, meaning the Pashtab Shabbat Soid HaIbur means the Kiddush HaKodesh, the figuring out, the reckoning of how to know when the Levana is man or not. And another time Rashi says, another Inyav Soid is Soid Taimei Torah. I would assume the Pashtab Shabbat Gemara is that since they're in the Golas, that together with Umas Oilam, there's more of a sakana that they'll talk about it. They're together with the Goyim, and they have a lot of interaction with them. So fine, they'll spill the beans, so to speak. But it seems to be it's a shvua klayis all the tzadak golas. It says one shvua is for loyala b'chayma, that they shouldn't try to break out forcefully from the golas, and one shvua is a seida evil, and actually galas aside. And by these shvuas are shvuas not just the mikra because they're in golas. So these are the problems in the face. You're talking about inyanim that are very central to the golas, because then the golas would. These are inyanim, if the golas, if there's a xer of golas, the shalayala b'chayma, and then there's the inyan of they shouldn't be megal the seid. I like to understand the seid iba. Fine, the dry reckonings shows a certain chachma klai yisrael, but it can't be such a principled inyan that it shouldn't be megal to mesaylam that should become a central shvur of klai yisrael in the golas. In the bracha that we say on the Kiddush Levana, the bracha itself seems to be put of two halves that don't quite seem to fit together. One chelik of the bracha is Choy Kuzman Lasan Lahem, for Yeshanu, and the whole Metzias Poel Emes or Poel Emes depending on the Girsa, that the whole Metzias of the Bria is a tremendous Choyk and Seder. Everything comes Mamare Baruch Chokim, Rabbi Falzvam, Choyk is Manasan Lahem Shoshana Safkidam. Everything works perfectly like a clock. Villa Levana Amar Shatizchare Shatiz Tiferes Lamusi Vatim. The Villa Levana Amar seems to be out of joint with before. Before he speaks about the perfection of the whole Bria, and then he says, and by the way, the Levana is not all that perfect, and it needs, therefore, a little bit, it'll become someday, it'll become this Chadish, and it'll get back whatever was missing. It's disjointed. And the first half is that everything is so meticulous and so perfect, and then nothing moves. Like the Gemara says, Ma'olam, le'olsa chama b'mayav, le'shaka b'mizrach, never happened that the sun would decide one day to change a little bit and to go from Mayav to Mizrach. It never happened that the sun would shine at night. So there is no, everything is like a clock. This is Vila Levana. By the way, there's a little exception, it's a signal is Chadish. Where's the Hakdama feed into Levana? So the Inyan we have to understand a little bit here is the Inyan of Emuna and the Nakud of Emuna, and we'll understand the parasha through that. In the Hakdara of Emuna, the Balabatish Hakdara of Emuna is, it's something that you have no indication, it's not, you can't prove it, or you don't see it, or whatever it is, and then you prove it, you've seen it, and so on. That's the very, very, very superficial understanding of Emuna. The Chazon Ish, in a small sefer, Emuna B'Tochen, gives a Hagdara of Emuna that touches on this Inyan, that gives us a mafteach to understanding the Teich of Emuna. I'm going to read a little bit of it, just push it, because there's no way to give over the words any other way. The first thing the Chazon Ish says is, Midas Emuna b'netiyo daka me'edinus ha'nefesh. It is an extraordinarily fine sense in a person's nefesh. In other words, it is in a certain way like seeing, like hearing, like tasting, but it's an extraordinarily fine type of sense buried in the person's nefesh, not the person's guf. Ima odam u'bal nefesh, if a person has a nefesh, v'shaiter shas ha'sheket, and it's quiet all around, there's nothing disturbing him, chofshi mira'ovin tavani, the person is free from any desire and passion. And all of a sudden he's caught by the awesomeness of the Shemayim, the height of the Shemayim, the depth of earth. He becomes very excited and upset. The world appears to him like a closed riddle, hidden and extraordinary. And this riddle, this puzzle, envelops his heart and his mind. The hukim is aleph, and he says, it is as if he's fainting. It's the riddle that catches his entire attention. The das b'soyin calls an action. And to understand that tzeichim is what his nefesh wants. It's a very beautiful phrase in Tzaratzmai. Then Sakdama to certain his bainus of Chazanish. I want to understand the nekuda that Chazanish is saying over here. Every single chush of a person, of the guf, deals with the metzias that's around him. He can touch things that are palpable. He can taste things that he shoves in his mouth. He can smell things that are further away. He can hear, he can see. Those are all chushim of that which is in the bria, which is in the metzias. And the person has that chush. And that's how he connects with those in yonim. The chush is the bridge between the metzias to his own nefesh, to his own metzias. So anything that falls in together of sight, the person can connect to it, and that's how he touches that metzias. Things that are beyond sight, ultraviolet things, the person can't connect to it because he doesn't have a bridge of a chush that connects that to it. So the chushim in a person are the bridges or the connections between his metzias and metzias in the world around him. And those chushim allow him to be taifis any metzias in the world that other was meant to be taifis. There's a metzias in the world that is the nister of the world. In other words, that which is there, but it's not it's not on the surface. We spoke a lot of times about the koach and the pearl, things that are there already, they're completely there, and things that are potentially there. In the chushim of a person, he can only touch those things that are there b'poel. The chelik of the world is there b'poel. He has chushim to be aimed on. The koach, those the potential. There's no chush that he can touch it with. So the chushim of a person can't touch the chelik of the bria, which is potential. There is a chush in Adam, and that's what the Chazon Ish calls an atiyah dak in the nefesh, that added Adam. its whole metzias is the chush that can touch base with those things in the world that are there b'koyach. And that is the metzias that is called emunah. Emunah is a sixth sense of a person that can touch base with those things that are not there. And adarabah, emunah dafka looks, emunah is excited when it sees something that has something inside it and it's not there. When you have a locked box, then those things are, then my sight doesn't see what's inside it, I don't know what's inside it, I don't hear what's inside it, and so on. Emunah is something which can relate to that which is in a closed box. And that's why the Chazmish, when he described the nefesh of a maimon, a person who's a baal nefesh and is a maimon, what excites that nefesh, what drives that nefesh is the desire to come in touch with those things that are locked, as he said. It's not just the Chazmish means a lot more than just a poetic introduction that the person tries to figure out what's inside. Emunah is the desire to find out the metzias that's inside it. And adarabah, it's a certain edler dakus, a nefesh adam. The person, a grubber person, sees what you put in front of him. He's not interested. The person sees a fancy machine, so a fancy gadget. So a shallow person plays with it, pulls the buttons, pushes the things. A person who's a baal chachma asks himself, how does it work? Why does it work? What's doing this? What's doing that? It's an edel kind of a nefesh adam that it looks past what's outside and tries to find what's inside. The when the Chazanish says that a person is the spirit of emunah, dafka when everything around him is quiet, that's what he means. Kolzman, a person's outside chushim are excited, then it's very hard for the evil adakustika nefesh chushim to function. Just like if a person is eating something coarse, it's hard for him to taste a very fine, subtle hint of a flavor. It's only when a person eats something delicate and there are a lot of different delicate flavors in it, hints of flavors, that's when he can discern things that are more delicate. The person who is also in very grub of chushistika things does not have, it depresses completely that if a person walks into a place that there's a lot of heavy odors, he can't detect a very fragile fragments. If a person's senses are overwhelmed with chushistika things, then it's hard for him to detect that edel nekuda. When the person, that's what Chazni says, when everything is quiet, when everything shuts down, and the person has in himself, he's free of the more coarse chushim, that's when he has the ability to relate to something that's more fine, and that's where emunah comes into play. So emunah is the chush that a person has in his nefesh. It's a deep chush, it's an edel chush, and that's where the person can get that. There's a gevaldika, there's a gemara, there's a chazal, it says, if the sun, when it comes out, it makes a deafening noise, and the whole world will become deaf. Il mole koil hamula shal raimi. If not for the gevaldika noise that Rome makes, the metropolis of Rome was a huge metropolis. In the Goyim, there are things written where they decry the noise and the terrible balagan. It was the city. It was the center of the world in a sense. And the noise of the Koyla Mula Shal Raimi blacks out the Koyla Mula of the sun when it comes out. What Chazal is saying is there are two senses vying in a person. The sense of emunah would be overwhelmed when it would see the sun coming out. It could say Hashem is bigurasa, Hashemayim is afin koi kale. The person would be another Neich Hashem lekecha when he would see the sun come out. What allows him bechira, what allows him not to be deafened by the noise of the sun, by the misapin koi kale of the sun, is that his other chushim, the more grubber chushim, are asak in the achil and shli of raim, in the ri'i of raim, in the shmi of raim, and that koil blocks out the koil of the shemesh. Akoponim. So we have the different piece of emunah. And that goes and that latches on to other things. There's a pasuk, a Merik Sefri in Hazinu. It says, Kela Muna ain Oval. So Chazal say, the Sefri says, Kela Muna Shehemin Vailamay Ubroy. That a Kaddish Baruch Hu believed in the world and then he created it. It's almost things that the words don't mean anything. What does it mean, Shehemin Vailamay Ubroy? Kaddish Baruch Hu was Maim in the world and created it. What it means is that just like in the Metzias that we have in our world, before there's any tzmicha, before anything comes out, there's a period when it's there behesta by Adam. That period is called Ibur. The person is a person is an Ibur, b'nei imoy. So the person has a Metzias nisteres. He's locked in a box, like the Chazanish calls it, those boxes that are locked. An Adam's Metzias begins in a box that was locked. And the person comes out into the Avir Olam. So that's Surah Adam. Tzmachim, it says, V'hoya emunah sitecha, emunah zizroyim, that the person is maimon b'chei olam, zoreya maimon b'chei olam, that a person, when he plants a seed, there's a emunah there, because every seed disappears from sight, drops out of sight, and it becomes a sort of uber ben imoy, so to speak,
And then it's Tzemeach. So the Metzias of the world, Tzeres Adam, and Bale Chaim, whether it's an egg or it's in a Ubeimai, it always starts by Hester, and it starts in a Metzias of Mechusa and Nelam, and it comes out. And even Tzmachim are like that, that it starts its Metzias as something hidden and then comes out. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu put into the world Emunah. In other words, the world's Metzias can only be the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it. So in Bereishis Bara, it says Vayar Lekim, it's Kol HaShe'as Sevin Etoiv Moed. And we mentioned on Zamban that the Re'iyah itself, the Chush of Re'iyah is where HaKadosh Baruch Hu connects with the Bria and gives it a Metzias. In other words, if the Bria itself is Toifus Mokoyim, Kaveyochim, the Re'iyah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it has a Metzias. Just like anything in the world that's Toifus and Mokoyim in my field of Re'iyah has a Metzias, so too, there is another Pchin in the world. The world starts as a Uba Bnei Imoy. And therefore, at that stage, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Midah to it is Heminba. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the first stage HaKadosh Baruch Hu created was potential, like it says in Yuli. And the way in which something gets its Metzias as a potential is Hemin, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Maimin, Kaviyachol, and the Kehle Muna Ben Avel is Shehemin Ve'olam Ubroi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu first created a Metzias of Behelim, and the relationship of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to that Metzias is Amuna, and then he was Be'olam. So Nimtzinu Lemedim, that the first stage in Bria Soilam really was before the world came into being. Just like everything in the world, there's a stage when it's there, and a stage when it's in being conceived, when all it is is a conception, all it is something that is hidden, but it's a ubab me'imai, whatever level it's at. So too, the world in its closest mitzias is started out as something, as yuli, as a uber, whatever you want to call it, and from that, and at that point, the relationship between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the world was heminva and obroi. That whole, the Metzias that we have in the Bria on a larger scale, we spoke about Tzuras Adam, we spoke about the Tzmachim and Asavim, that the Oya Muna Sitecha, on the larger scale, on the macro scale, that phenomena we have in Levana, in Tzuras HaLevana. Tzuras HaLevana is the Ibur. It every single month we see the Tzuras HaLevana come from nothing to something. So that means on a scale, on the larger scale in the Bria, something that's as close to the Bria as we can get, that the Metzias of Uber and Hailada exists. And the Klal Yisrael's Chiddush was that they can relate to the Levana of the Ibura. That was the Seyda Ibur of the Levana. The Metzias of Klal Yisrael, the mitzvah of Klal Yisrael, of Kiddush HaChiddush, is that Klal Yisrael can deher the crossroad of where the thing comes out of its helm into its gili. And in a sense, that's the Kayach HaMunah. To be able to look at the Mokrim where the Levana is not, and to be able to see where the Levana will be, that's the hardest and finest Metzias. The Oymak of Divrei Chazal is Niskasha Moshe Rabbeinu in the Shir. In other words, to the hair how something comes from being nothing to something is very difficult. An Uber has no Shir, an Uber is Yerech Limoy. To deher it as its own Metzias is something that is very difficult. It's almost impossible. What HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hera Be'etzva means that it gave it a Metzias. For instance, let's take a look at other Hera Be'etzvas. Let's say I have very sharp eyes, and I can discern in a forest across me, I can discern somebody hiding behind a tree, crouching behind a tree. I'm standing with somebody else who doesn't have that type of tefisa that I have, and he says, I don't see anything. So I take my finger and I point it at the person that I see crouching. That gives it a Metzias to the person that couldn't see it. In other words, Hera Ve'etzba is where you bring out something that was mixed in with other things, something that was Nelam in other things. When I point it out to you, you see it. A person is looking and sees a bug on top of a vegetable and the other person doesn't see it. You point with your finger. Pointing with the finger gives a certain Metzias and a certain Yichud to the person that doesn't have it. That's called Maya Ve'etzba. So since it's an impossibility for a person to hear the Seyda Ibur, to hear the Metzias of where things are going to have a Metzias when they don't yet have a Metzias, and that gives them a Metzias. So Kiddush HaChodesh was given to Moshe Rabbeinu to Klal Yisrael with a Hera Be'etzba. It's very interesting that the other place where it says Hera Be'etzba is by Kriyas Yamsuf. It says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yom Hera Be'etzba, it says Zekei Levan Be'yu. And by Kriyas Yamsuf it says that even Uba Me'imoy was saying Shira. In other words, when you define those things that are behelim, you marry the etzba and you give it a metzias, then uba is also shayach to it. My mom was good. The metzias of the world before it was created was toyu v'avoyu, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu out of toyu v'avoyu gave it a certain surah. So anything on uba is called maya ba'alma at a certain stage. You can't discern him from his the uba yarech imay means he's part and parcel of his mother's metzias. I can't discern his metzias as different than his mother's metzias. I can't give it a tzura. So the metzias of Levana is in the Bria itself a metzias where something became, where I see the process of Ibur and something getting a metzias in the world. The Shibbol HaLeket, Merek Sana Ha'ara, Shibbol HaLeket is basically, it's a Rishon, a late Rishon who brings a lot of tshuvas and goyim and so on. It's sort of a halacha sefer, tshuva sefer. And he asks Akasha, his Miram is at Akasha, how come we don't make Shechiyanu on Birchas HaLevana? Comes, the halacha is anything that comes from on a monthly basis is required Shechiyanu. So in the Yonim of, so he says something a little hard to be Oymid on a few short words, but he says, either he says that the Birchas HaChodesh itself is a Shechiyanu, it's a Birchas HaChidosh of sorts, but then he adds something, and he says, it's a Choyk and Kavua. That's the bracha of the Choyk and Kavua. I think what he means is, and if it's not the first Nakuda, what he means is the Shechiyanu is always there on something that's a chiddush. Something that's a chiddush requires Shechiyanu, so a person eats a new pre. Anytime a person is trying something, a person eats something new, that's where he dehares again something, Shechiyanu kimanu, or a new mitzvah. The klal of Shechiyanu has to be kelim chadashim, or pre chadashim, or mitzvah chadashim, and so on. Kiddush HaChodesh is chiddush. But it's we began to dehare, in Kiddush HaChodesh we dehare that Chiddush lies in the world. Just like somebody who's a Chacham understands the process of Ibur and sees already in the Ibur, it sees already the Leida, and it's not something Chodesh to him. The Velt says that a midwife, a Chazal, is called a Chachama because Ezu Chacham Royas HaNoila. It's not just a Vertel. The Pshat is, the Chachma is to be able to discern the Vlad that's not there yet and allow for the transition to what there is. In Kiddush HaChodesh, we dehare that Chiddush itself, that his Chachshus, is part of the Metzius of the world. Since we can tap into the hidden Mahalchim of the world, into those Mahalchim, we dehare already the Chiddush the that's going to be there. So the Mela, Choykuz Man, Muslim, so Yeshanes Tafkidam, that the Welt is a very organized place, and everything there is a Metzius. Vila Levana Omashek is Chaddish means that's also a Choyk, and a Zman. In the Bria itself, there are open Mahalchim and there are hidden Mahalchim. For the person who's a real Maimon, so he deheres the Mahalchim that are not there yet as if they were there yet. Somebody once described to me, who was the Tzarek HaTzir Chatz Chaim his last years, he said, when Chatz Chaim spoke, it was hard to tell sometimes if he's in Shemaim on Earth. I mean, he spoke about things that weren't there yet. In the same way somebody speaks, the division between that which is there and that which is just about there and that which is going to be there was almost blurred. It was sometimes said it was almost drifted between Shemaim and Earth. He would speak about things that were going to happen as if they were there already. The Maral speaks about Nevuah. He says that a Navi, once it's a Toiv, it can't be Nishtana. So the Maral says, when he speaks about Chacham and a Navi, he says, a Navi sees the Metzias already, but he sees it at a step before. Lamoshlof, if somebody does a sonogram and he's able to tell if the Uber is a Zohar now, he's not predicting the future. It's just that he has a Kli with which to see the Uber. He was able to see things that are yet to hell. The whole world has no idea if it's a Zohar or a Kever. The person himself who has a Kli where he can tell what the Uber is. A Navi says sees the Metzias when it's already, where I thought was Gezer already. It's already there, but it's not yet, it's still in a state of Uber. And we see it when it becomes a Metzias. Therefore, you can't be Mishanet anymore, because just like you can't be Mishanet, once an Uber is Nikva, it's a Zohar. You can't be Mishanet. Same thing also, you can't be Mishanet. That's the what Maral says, funny. The Metzias of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Birchas Kiddush HaChodesh is that he gave us, Klal Yisrael, the ability to dehare that the Chiddush of Levana is also a Chiddush of it's a part of the Bria. And the Umasam don't have to read the head that this also is in the Choykus Man, that Uber is a Metzias already. Let's go back to the Shadows who we asked. If we don't start with the Torah, HaChodesh HaZeh Lachem, what the Zohar means to say is, the Torah should start HaChodesh Lachem because it's Shirusi the Sira, it's the beginning of Levana. The Torah is not starting in the right place. There's before Torah. There's pre-Torah. There's the Torah of Avayah of the world. There was already a Metzias in the Torah of Avayah. Gracious is very late. To start the story of a child with the Leder is to start late. The story starts with the Ibur. And the parasha in the Torah that teaches us to dehare the Ibur with Emuna is HaChodesh Elohim. And HaChodesh Elohim, that's what the Zohar means. The one place where we dehare the Yesh when it's still Ayindik. when it's still the koach is in, and that's what it should have been at first. And the teretz that Rashi gives is for the umas ha'olam, because the umas ha'olam don't have that. The Torah starts, since the Torah has a path to umas ha'olam, to tell them who Klal Yisrael is, so the Mela umas ha'olam don't have that ability to the head. Achodesh hazeh lachem lachem, the Zohar says, and the Shem says, it's twice, because Klal, it's dafke for Klal Yisrael. The whole mitzvah of Kiddush Achodesh is shaykh only to Klal Yisrael. So if HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to speak to umas ha'olam, he couldn't start the Torah with so that's gracious. But gracious for Klal Yisrael is already late. Gracious is already a palyotza of Ibur. The later is already is a palyotza of Peshiach later. It's interesting, it's one of phenomena that even though it's a physical phenomena, but it goes with the Levana. The Peshiach later is the item that's measured by. The Metzias of Kiddush HaKodesh is that Klal Yisrael has the ability to be mamshechit from before. And the koyach ha-nefesh which that works is emuna. So the parasha was, Achodesh Lechem should have been the beginning of Torah, because that's where we had before Torah. We can't do it because of the Mesa'ilam. It says in the pasuk that Baruch Hachama Yotak HaLavana. Shalom Melech describes Klal Yisrael, he says Baruch Hachama, they're as clear as the sun. Yotak HaLavana, they're as beautiful as the moon. It's meduyik that the Levana itself is not Baruch, it's not clear. And adarabah, the beauty itself always demands a certain type of tzniyus, a certain type of hiddenness. That which is gross and open doesn't carry any yaitik to it. So the umas ha'olam nimshal b'chama, and if they're concerned that they can't have anything that has any hasta to it. If it's there, it's there. If it's not there, it's not there. In Klal Yisrael, Klal Yisrael doesn't need the beerus. If you can still have tzutu levana, that means even when it's there, the hasta, the person can have it also. The whole parasha of Kiddush Levana, the rock of Kiddush Levana is Meramet Lassid Lavay. It's a Nasidim is Chadish Kemoitza, the Meisel Kal Yitzram. That's the Shad Mechazal, that when they were in Golis, they couldn't be Megala the Seif. Klal Yisrael's Golis, the Metzius of Klal Yisrael in Golis is the Seif. When Klal Yisrael is the Golis, they live on the fact that they're there, and they, the Kayim, the Teres of Ibar. Just like Klal Yisrael Mitzrayim was an Ibar Me'imai, and the Ibar Me'imai is stuck in the Metzius. But that Metzius is developing, and even though for the time being it looks like Ubiyah Imai still is developing and coming out, that's Klal Yisrael Metzius. They can't to be Megala to him as Olam Seida Ibra. The Seid is the Metzius of giving themselves away. The key is, because